Hey guys, hey everyone, how are y'all doing at the end of this weekend? Anyways guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you all for your support, and you know, thank you especially for being at this message. Let us pray. Not everyone joins these messages because it's either we don't believe in praying, or we don't believe in God, or we can't find the time to do this, but we can find the time to hear what's coming in for us, but we do not want to find the time to give the person thanks, the person who is giving us all these abundance, all these blessings. So for those of you who are always here, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because like I'm always telling you guys, this is a spiritual journey. And when it's spiritual, you know it involves God. So we can't do this journey without God. So those of you who find the time to be here and to watch this message even after it premieres, thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving God thanks and praises for all that he has done in your life, all that he's doing and all that he's going to do, with more blessings and thanksgiving unto God, then more will be given or added unto you. So if you're new here, welcome, 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 and thanks for finding the time to be here tonight. Sometimes I feel like I can't even move because sometimes I'm tired, but I'm like, if sometimes I'm tired, but yet still I still find the time to do reading, I still find the time to go run errands, if I can find the time to walk, do all those things even when I'm tired, I can find the time to give God thanks even when I'm tired. So anyways guys, let's jump straight into your prayer. And just pretend like you're in a room with everyone here tonight, standing in a circle, holding hands. I know we cannot see each other, but we can pretend. Use your imagination. Because when we join together as one, our voices are loud. And God hears us. Even if we are one single person, God still hears us. But where two and more shall come together, it's more powerful, because our wishes are the same, our thoughts are the same, and our thanksgiving is the same. So it adds more value to what we want, what we need, what we are asking for. Anyways guys, let us pray. And you just pray for whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you have received, whatever it is you want God to bless you with. Now is the time to do so. If we can't find the time during the week, we've got to set aside at least 10 minutes to give God thanks. So let us pray, guys. Dear Father, God, as we come before you tonight, we're asking you to keep your protection over us. We want to thank you for all the things that you have done in our lives. We want to thank you for all the things that you are doing right now and that you are going to do. Thank you, dear God, for giving us the strength that we need to be on this journey, the strength that we need to carry out these missions, the strength that we need to make these changes within us. Thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing in our lives. Father God, without you, sometimes we don't even know where we would be. For some of us, we wouldn't even be alive if it weren't for you. And we want to thank you for all that you have done for us.
Thank you for keeping us on the straight and narrow. It is a hard road, but at least we know when we get to the end of the tunnel, there's a big reward waiting for us. A reward that nobody else can give us but you. The love that we've been looking for. The love that we've been praying for, begging for. That we've been searching for all our lives. We want to thank you for offering us that love, for giving us the chance to feel that love. Father God, some of us we have lost during our period. We've lost during our mission. We've lost putting ourselves in the right position to be your servant. And Father God, as someone wrote, you will not take away anything without replacing it with something better. And now that we are out of that storm, we can really see that all that you were planning for us was way better than what we would have had in the past. Thank you, God, for our families. Sometimes we fuss, sometimes we fight. But thank you, God, because they are the ones who will be there for us if nobody else will. Our children, they are the ones who first showed us unconditional love, for us to know what unconditional love truly feels like. And we want to thank you for them, dear God. Thank you for all that you have given us. All that's to come. And all that's happening right now. The chances you've given us. The situations you've taken us out of. Situations where somebody else would think that whatever victory you would have given us would never have happened. But because you are God, you are Lord, you are our Savior. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the only one who can make the impossible possible. And we want to thank you, God, for making the impossible possible in our lives. Thank you, God, for giving us the understanding that we need to get through on this journey. The strength that we need to hold on, even though what we are looking for, we cannot see it. Thank you, God, for everything. Father God, some of us, we have requests. Because there are some things that we need done in our lives. And the only people, the only person that can do it, that can help us to overcome our struggles and to have victory is you. Father God, every single day we go out, we come in. And it's because you're watching over us. Jesus, I want to thank you for guiding us. Guiding us on our path. Guiding us as we leave our homes. Guiding us as we are out there. And guiding us as we get back home. Please keep on covering us with your blood, Jesus Christ. Because you're the only one that can protect us. You're the only one who will be there for us when nobody else will or can. You're the only one watching over us, even though we cannot see you. Sometimes we think you're not there because we think nothing is changing and happening for us. But it's after the storm when we look back, we realize that we would not have gotten out of the storm if it was not for you. Father God, I want to thank you for giving us the strength that we need to stand in your power. To stand firm, being a servant of God. Being your child, doing what you want us to do. It is a hard road. Temptations come at us. Trials come our way. But it's with your power, your strength, your grace, your protection that we are able to stand strong. Thank you, God, for this twin flame journey. Because without this journey, I know personally for myself, I would still be a wandering child, wandering around looking for love, wondering why nobody loves me, wondering why I can never do anything right. wondering why nothing good ever happens in my life. And it's because of you. It's because of the twin flame journey. It's because of my masculine. Why I can see clearly. Why I can see that whatever I was facing, whatever I was going through, it was making me into the person that you wanted me to be. Thank you, God, for being there for us, even sometimes when we turn our backs on you. Even sometimes when we forget about you, you are still there watching over us, guiding us, protecting us. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe, for keeping our children, our family safe. Guide them and protect them, dear God. Give us the opportunity that we need, that we beg for, so we can reach out a helping hand to our family members, to our friends, our children, our parents. Father God, watch over them as we continue to do your will, as we continue to serve your purpose. Bless each and every one in this camp tonight, or whenever they are watching this message. Bless everyone in the Twin D camp, dear God, who has joined this camp, because they realize that it's built by the Almighty God, Jesus Christ Himself. We thank you for bringing us together. We are all like-minded people, and that's why we are all here together as one in this camp. Because we serve the one true living God, Jesus Christ. And we are here as one to continue to serve you and to hear your word and to follow your path. Thank you, dear God, for blessing us with our homes, our cars, our jobs, the opportunity to do whatever it is that we can, that we want to, that we need to. Thank you, God, for lifting us up above others, because we are your children, and we know that once we continue to do your will, you will provide for us, because you are our provider, you are our caregiver, you are our lover, most importantly, you are our Father. Thank you for caring for us, loving us, guiding us, and protecting us. Sometimes you have to shake us up for us to make the right moves. And Father God, we thank you for that shake up. Because if it wasn't for those shaking ups, we wouldn't realize our true potential. We wouldn't realize where we need to be in this life. Who we truly are, which is your servant. Thank you for our gifts, so that we can help those who you want us to help. And bless us, dear God, keep us strong, without fear, to continue to do your work. And as you taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.